podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello, his name is Matthew S., and he's the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew S. Podcast. He really hopes you like it.
I really hope you like it.
This October, walk with your kids through God's Word with Talk About, the family discipleship subscription from Awana. Through the current Talk About series, Call on Him, you and your kids will study the scriptures to learn how to call on God through prayer anytime and about anything. Together, you're going to ask and answer three big questions about prayer. What is prayer? How should I pray? And what should I pray about? With your monthly subscription to Talk About, you'll receive an email each week with your family discipleship bundle, including a simple yet thorough conversation guide to share scripture with your family. Weekly hands-on activities to apply God's Word to your kids' everyday life, bonus materials including coloring pages, memory verses, parent prep videos, playlists, and more. Help your kid walk with Jesus for life and turn to Him in all situations today with Talk About. Try one free month with promo code WEST on talkaboutdiscipleship.com. Again, that's promo code WEST on talkaboutdiscipleship.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of my podcast, the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it, just like the theme song says. Thanks for joining me. Fall is in full effect in Nashville, Tennessee. Beautiful, beautiful days. The leaves are falling. The pumpkin spice is everywhere, including in my cold brew coffee from Starbucks. Which I don't go to Starbucks very often, but I do like the pumpkin brew. Wait, what is it called? The pumpkin spice cold brew. Delicious. I'm more of a home coffee guy, but when I'm on the road, I will occasionally hit the Starbucks, you know? Anyways, what's your favorite pumpkin-y thing? I will say my wife has had those candy corns on the kitchen counter. Say candy corns on the kitchen counter five times fast. Candy corns on the kitchen counter. Candy corns on the kitchen counter. Canadian. I think I started to say Canadian. Canadian candy corns on the kitchen counter. Say that five times real fast. Good luck. I'd like to see you try it. She's had candy corns out, and I've noticed something about them is there's not a freshness date. They are just as stale on day one of consumption as they are on day 71. Just a little field research I've done on candy corns. And yet, I still grab one when I walk by the kitchen counter because, you know why? Because it's there. Because I'm American. Anyways, fall is here, and it's exciting. It's an exciting time getting ready for all things fall. I like to skip straight to Christmas, but I can't this year because I'm going to be on tour in November. And it's not a Christmas tour, guys. It's a night at the Story House. I'm bringing the Story House on the road for 11 shows only with my friend Katie Nicole. She's coming with me. In fact, I think I'm going to have her on the podcast coming up soon. But she's going to be on the road with me singing her hit song, In Jesus' Name, and her new song, which has also turned into a hit, God is in the Story, I think. And super excited about that. Go to MatthewWest.com to find out where you can come to see a special show, A Night at the Story House. We're only doing 11 of these. In fact, I just found out one of the cities is already sold out. Port Huron, Michigan. Shout out to Port Huron, Michigan. Sold out already. Like a month in advance. That's crazy. So MatthewWest.com if you want to find out how to get tickets to that show. It's going to be very, very exciting. Also, Christmas time. I like to skip to Christmas. I'm just going to tell you right now, I got a new Christmas song. I'm putting out a Christmas song. I can't wait. I was trying not to tell you, but I have to tell you. And it's inspired by this special weekend that I'm doing in Nashville. Come Home for Christmas is the special weekend that we're having. People are coming from around the country to join us, me and the West family, December 2nd through the 4th. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have Christmas parties, Christmas concerts, all things Christmas. And you're going to get to experience Christmas in my favorite place in Nashville, in Franklin, Tennessee. And it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, except I hope to have it every year, so it'll be once a year event. But it's really going to be special. Again, MatthewWest.com, right in the front, you can click on the banner that says Come Home for Christmas, find out the details. Maybe you're looking for that special Christmas gift, you know? And one of the things that I try to do every Christmas is I give the gift of time to each of my family members, right? So instead of just a material gift, I might get them tickets to a concert or, you know, a date night, something of that nature that involves time spent together. And I know a lot of people who are coming to the Christmas weekend, that's their version of giving the gift of time. You know, getting away from work, getting away from all the usual things and spending a weekend in Nashville hanging out with yours truly. It's going to be a fun time. So MatthewWest.com for all of that information. I've got a devotional message I want to share with you today. But first, some people have called into the podcast and they have something they want to share with me.
Hi, Matthew. My name is Paris, and I am from Corpus Christi, Texas. And I just want to say how much I love your new song, My Story, Your Glory. I've probably listened to it like 1,000 times. It's literally the best song ever. It's my favorite song currently. And also your new book, I will hopefully be getting it soon. I'm really excited to read that. And hopefully, yeah, I'm saying hopefully a lot. If you can come to Corpus Christi for a concert, I would love to see you in a concert. I've never seen you in a concert before, so that would be so cool. Anyways, hope you're having a great day, and yeah.
All right, Paris. Thanks for the call from Texas. That's awesome. And hopefully I will come to see you soon. But in the meantime, thanks for listening, and thank you for the kind words on the song My Story, Your Glory. If this song doesn't get you fired up, you need to check your pulse. So clearly, Paris has a pulse that is strong. In fact, you know what, guys? It's my podcast, so if I want to break into music, I'm just going to do it, all right? Let's listen to a little bit of My Story, Your Glory right now and get fired up. You guys know the podcast has a special connection with this song, right? At the end of every week, I started signing off. Remember, it's your story for His glory. Sure enough, a song was born. So check this out. Let's play first verse and chorus of this. Just a little taste, right? Just a little taste. Check it out.
Shame, wrong turns written on every page. So many parts that were so messed up. But I love the part where you showed up. Rewriting my past, rewriting my hurt, line by line, word by word. And now my story is living proof. There's not a chapter that you can't use. My story, your glory, my pain.
There you have it. My story, your glory. My story, your glory. My pain, your purpose. My mess, your message. And all things, I know you're working. That'll preach, right? Amen. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening in Texas. And thanks to all the radio stations. There's a term called most added, which means when you put a song out to the radio stations across the country decide if they're going to play it. And in any given week, there's a song that's been added by the most stations, most added. And I found out that in the first week of going out to the radio, My Story, Your Glory is the most added song in the country. So thank you guys so much. I hope that resonates with you in a big way to know that He is the author of all stories and He's at work in your life. So super excited about the future of that song. It's so much fun to write a song and then send it out into the world. It's scary, but it's fun, you know, and most importantly, just the pressure's off of me. You know, I feel like I've been obedient to what God put on my heart, and now he's going to use it however he sees fit. He doesn't need to use me. I'm sure thankful that he does. And the same goes for you. He doesn't need any of us, but he chooses to use us. And so I'm thankful for that. Also, got to give a shout out, speaking of radio, to my friend Tasha Layton, a song that we wrote together called How Far is the number one song in the country on Billboard right now. So round of applause for Tasha Layton. If you haven't heard that song, go listen to it. And congrats to her. I need to have her back on the podcast. That would be so much fun. Kind of find out what's been going on, you know, since she's had these songs on the radio. So many cool things happening with her. So My Story, Your Glory, the new record. I'm working on a new record right now. Well, not right now, silly. I'm recording the podcast right now. But in my spare time, I'm working on a new record. And it's almost done. And this is going to be the most music I've ever released at any one time. So I've been slowly releasing songs. But when this record drops, oh man, I can't wait for you to hear these songs. And, you know, the record label came to me with a cool idea. They said, hey, we'd like to do like a, you know, a lot of people don't really listen to CDs anymore, but they still want one as like a keepsake. I was like, oh, for real? Like, that's where we are now? And so they said, how about like a $5 autographed CD for your most faithful supporters? And I said, well, what's the limit of those? And they're like, well, maybe 10,000. I'm like, well, that means that if we sell 10,000, I have to sign all 10,000. And they didn't seem to share any concern about the health of my hand. So apparently you guys all decided to take them up on that and basically crashed MatthewWest.com's web store. And now I have to sign thousands of CDs. Thanks a lot. But anyway, for you, I'll do it. All right, for you. My Story, Your Glory, it's not coming out until next year, but super excited to be delivering these songs one at a time. And how cool is it that it ties into the podcast? That's crazy. So, all right, let's take another call.
Hi, Matthew. This is Michaela from Ohio. She met you at the fair, at the Gallia County Fair, and she just wants to know she's been a fan ever since. She loves the Lord every day. She sits and listens to your music and praises the Lord. Michaela is 32 years old, and she has cerebral palsy, and you make her life from her wheelchair so much more enjoyable. She praises the Lord with you every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michaela. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and thank you for listening to my music. You sound like an angel, and I'm inspired just hearing you talk, and it touches my heart that you would call in to talk to me today. Thank you for coming to my concert in Ohio. I'm inspired by you. So I hope you hear your own voice on today's podcast. And I hope it reminds you that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved, and you are special. I know God has great big plans for you, Michaela. And I'm honored to connect with you today. How cool is that? And hopefully I'll be back in Ohio. Okay, so you come and see me again. Round of applause for Michaela, everyone. Woo! That's the best. Let's take another call.
Hey, Matthew. This is Seth. I'm a pastor out in Lewiston, Maine. And back in July, a friend of mine sent me your song, Me on Your Mind, said they thought I'd really love it, which I did. I listened to it over and over and then went away to this young men's conference, and I was doing a teaching, and the song just was playing out in my head. And I was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to pause. We're going to listen to the song. Afterwards, we started praying for the kids, and a couple of kids gave their life to Christ. And I just know that the words of that song played a part in that. And so I just wanted you to know, like, you had an impact on a couple teenagers here in Maine. And I'm just so blessed that I could be a part of it. And I just wanted you to be blessed as well for your part. So hope you have a great day, man. Love what you're doing. Love your podcast. Thanks.
Man, that's awesome. That is just incredible. What a great call. Thank you for sharing that with me. Thanks for the work that you're doing as a pastor in Lewiston, Maine. Which, by the way, Maine, speaking of the fall, like Maine in the fall, forget about it. Wait, that's New York. But Maine, I feel like Maine has an accent, like a Boston? Boston. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I've been on the East Coast in the fall before the major storms hit. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Guys, your business can't keep waiting for your dream hire to sweep you off your feet. How do you find them right now? Well, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You don't have to spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. You find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Do you hate waiting? Well, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. I am running a business. I'm running multiple businesses while I'm recording this podcast. And what I'm trying to say is I don't have time to wait. I've got to find the right people, and I need Indeed just as much as you need Indeed. All right. Here's the deal. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in our database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/West to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/West. Indeed.com/West. Hey, in the minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed according to Indeed data worldwide. So go to Indeed.com/West. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application, pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So I'm getting my hair cut the other day, same barber, same barber shop, every few weeks. And my buddy who's cutting my hair tells me he's buying a house. I said, oh, how excited you must be. And he's like, yeah, it's actually really intimidating, though. There's a lot going on, a lot of details. You feel like you're in over your head. Did you get the right lender? Did you get the best rate you can get? The guy chimes in next to us. He was trying to get a house and everything fell through because they didn't have the right people around him. And so the whole conversation in the barbershop that day was about the crazy real estate market, spiking interest rates, housing prices, all the things. And I don't know about you, but those kinds of things can be overwhelming because it feels like I'm out of my league. And that's why it's important to have a partner like United Faith Mortgage working with you. They bring some really unique advantages to the table. And if you're in the market, if you're looking for a house or looking to refinance, they provide direct lender advantage. What is that advantage? Well, they use their own money and make their own decisions within their own walls, right? So there's no middleman. And for you, that can often allow them to move faster and get you a better rate. And when you're buying a house right now, you got to move fast and you want to get the best rate possible. This can save you monthly and lifelong money. Number two, it's faith and family is at their core, and they don't hide it. It's why they chose to be such a close partner with the Matthew West podcast. They're great at mortgages and helping listeners save money first, but they're proud to be who they are at their core at the same time. And this is a really cool part. They've got a small team, which means you're going to get special care. United Faith Mortgage is run by a father and son, John and Ryan. John's wife, Denise, or sister-in-law, Barbara, they answer almost every call. So it's like you're talking and working with family. They're smaller, family-run team of a couple dozen people, and this allows them to be very one-on-one with each listener. So they've got a special offer for Matthew West podcast listeners. They're going to pay $1,000 of your closing costs on all new home purchases and up to $500 of your appraisal fees on all refinances. You can start online. You can call anytime. Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Supporters of the Matthew West podcast, go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com. They'll take good care of you.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. Melville, New York. Licensing information. Go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
All right, my friends, I want to tell you about one of the partners we have at the Matthew West podcast, and that partner is Crew. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed my life. My life is what it is because of what I've learned reading my Bible. But imagine for a second that you couldn't get one, that you couldn't hop on Amazon and have a Bible sent to your house, or maybe you couldn't even afford one. Now take it one step further and imagine that you aren't even allowed to have one. Honestly, sometimes we forget that there are people, lots of people, all around the world who simply can't get a Bible. And that's why we are thrilled to partner with Crew. Crew is one of the largest evangelical organizations. They've got over 25,000 missionaries in almost every country around the world. Crew is giving Bibles around the world to people in their own heart language and sharing the hope of Jesus to the masses. But here's where they need your help. For only $21 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $21, as a thank you, Crew is going to provide meals to 5 hungry families through their humanitarian aid ministry. So you're going to get to feed people spiritually and physically by partnering with Crew. Simply text West to 71326 to help today. Imagine just how much this gift could change someone's life. So text West to 71326. That's WEST to 71326 to help now, or visit give.crew.org/Matthew West. That is exactly what I was talking about with my story, Your Glory. It's like, God doesn't need to use us. But I love that it's like the pressure. I put so much pressure on myself, and I'm sure you guys tend to do that in your own life as well. It's like, well, if I do a good job, then God can use me. If I'm a better Christian, God can use me. If I'm living up to my standard of success or whatever it is, then I'm making an impact. And it's just, I get humbled time and time again to realize that God working is not a conditional thing based on my condition or my performance. And as a performer, that can be so hard to remember. But when I hear a call like this and I see like that, you know, God put it on your heart after you listen to that song to start playing that song and share that message with the people who he put in front of you, right? Is pretty awesome. So even though you and I have never met, we got a chance to connect together in ministry and be a part of something with an eternal value. With, as my friend Tom Douglas says, it has eternality, right? We're not chasing something temporary. We get to be a part of something that impacts somebody's life for eternity. And God is so good. He is so kind to use us in that way. Man, what an awesome call. Keep up the good work out there in Maine, and I hope to come out there and see you guys soon. I think we'll take one more call, and then I'm going to share this message.
Hi, Matthew West. My name's Rebecca, and I'm from East Texas. I just want to say first, I love your music and your book that you just let out. Just want to thank you so much for doing all of that and how it's speaking into people's lives. My question for you is, do you have a definition of the word grace? I know you sing about it a lot, and I agree with you, it's one of my favorite words, but I was wondering if you have a particular definition. Thank you, have a great day, and thank you again so much for all of the music and podcast episodes that you put out. They're very encouraging. Bye!
Rebecca, thank you for the call. Thanks for the kind words about the new book, The God Who Stays. I love that book so much because it's the book I needed to read, and I felt like I was writing what God was wanting to tell me and teach me, so I hope somebody else out there needs it. And it really is true. The subtitle says, life looks different with him by your side. Isn't that the truth? Like, when you think about, like, every circumstance, anything and everything you're facing, when you know you're not facing it alone, it's a game changer. It's a life changer. The fact that you're not facing your anxiety today by yourself, it's not your battle to fight alone. The fact that you don't have to face your enemy who you're at odds with by yourself. You're not grieving alone. You're not celebrating alone. Everything you're facing, Emmanuel, he is with you. And when we tap into, I just think I don't tap into that truth nearly often enough. You know, I just don't. I go on with my life as if I'm, you know, just going rogue. And he's with me. He promises his presence. Why would I not take him up on that promise of his presence, you know? It's a game changer. Life looks different with him by your side. So thanks to everybody who's reading the book. I hope it's speaking to you. It sure meant a lot to me, and it means a lot to hear that you're enjoying it. And Rebecca, you asked the question, what is the definition of grace? Well, obviously I could read, you know, the official definition of grace, right? And so, you know, why don't I just start there? I'm going to read this definition. For Christians, the definition of grace is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. The free and unmerited, right? Well, what does the word unmerited mean? Not deserved, right? So the free and undeserved gift of God's forgiveness, of his grace, of a new beginning. And of course, last week we were reading about how the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And in Romans 6:23, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8, let the one who wishes to take water of life without cost. Revelations 22:17, a great reminder that grace is unmerited, undeserved, unearned. Thank you, God, for giving us what we don't deserve, right? And thank you, Rebecca, for that call today. All right, let's dive in. I want to read, just share a devotional thought with you today, and I hope it will encourage you today. I've been kind of diving in my quiet time, and just what's been on my mind is what is on his mind for me. The fact that he was mindful of me, that he's thinking of me, right? Like the song Me on Your Mind talks about. And so I wrote this down kind of reminiscing about my childhood, and I hope it encourages you today. Growing up in the house of a preacher, right? We never had a lot of money. We weren't poor. I mean, mom and dad always made us feel like we had plenty, but I know that times were tough, financially speaking. So we had to get creative on family vacations. It would have been simpler just to say, we're not doing a vacation, but mom and dad were determined to make sure that we still had family vacations. For example, on the creativity front, my dad would create something called the drive-through game. Now, we would go, we'd eat at fast food restaurants, right? We're eating on a budget. And somehow he convinced us to try as a family to keep our order at McDonald's to like under $10, right? And so we'd go and get breakfast, right? And then, like, that was the contest. It's like, oh, how little can we order? Somehow he made saving money a fun activity and helped us ignore our stomachs growling. But that way we were able to vacation. And family vacations, they were always on a budget, but we always had the time of our lives. Think about that. Well, once my parents responded to an advertisement offering free tickets to Disney World. And all we had to do was show up at the offices of something called a timeshare and listen to a short speech about the benefits of owning a little slice of paradise in Orlando, Florida. Well, this air quotes free gift of Disney tickets sounded too good to be true. And it was. My parents wound up having to endure a lengthy speech riddled with every pressure tactic known to man by these salesmen who were determined to convince my mom and dad that they needed to spend money they didn't have on a timeshare, this vacation thing, right? It was kind of a racket they were running. Well, mom and dad, I remember, my brother and I, we watched the television out in the lobby. And after what felt like an eternity, mom and dad finally emerged from that seemingly endless sales pitch. We didn't know what was going on, but they looked like they'd gone 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. They didn't buy a timeshare, couldn't afford it. But the gift of free tickets still came at a price, right? It makes me smile, though, as I think about that now, to think that they went through all of that just so that I could have a fun vacation, right? That's pretty special. I didn't have to pay the price for those tickets. I didn't have to endure that sales pitch. I just got to enjoy a fun-filled day at Disney. Mom and Dad had to pay the price. Romans 6:23 tells of the only gift that comes without strings attached. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. There is no secret angle, no catch, no sales pitch, no bait and switch. The enemy wants you to think that the gift of grace is too good to be true, or that somewhere there is fine print disqualifying you from receiving it. But God had a free gift for you on his mind when he sacrificed his one and only son to pay the price for you. And the only response to being offered a gift is to simply receive it with open hands and a grateful heart. So it's crazy that Rebecca's call today ties right into the message that I wanted to share with you. God's grace, a free gift. Will you receive it today with open hands and a grateful heart? Let me say a prayer for you today before we part ways. Heavenly Father, I just pray for anybody who's listening today who's struggling to accept the free gift, and instead has been lied to by the enemy one too many times that your free gift of grace has been revoked or taken back because of mistakes that we've made because we haven't been good enough for it. For anybody who's been tempted to believe that lie, I pray that they will just open their hands and open their heart and realize that we are no longer slaves to our sin, but because of what work you've done, that you sent your only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for our sins so that we could be given this unmerited favor, this gift that we don't deserve, this free gift of salvation in you, of freedom in you, and eternal life ultimately. Lord, thank you for that. And I pray that anybody who struggles beating themselves up today, that they might be able to take hold of this truth, this promise, this free gift, and realize that there is no, unlike the enemy, all of his lies come with strings attached, and there's always a catch. He's trying to trip us up and knock us down. But Lord, your word is good. And what you have said is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Thank you for that free gift. May we simply receive it today. Say thank you for the freedom that we have in you. Thank you for having us on your mind. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for your word that proves to us that you want to speak to us every single day. You are with us. You never leave us and you never forsake us. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. I want to encourage you, if you need prayer, you can go to our ministry's website at popwe.org, popwe.org. You can also share your story there, your story for His glory. You can sign up to receive a free weekly email devotional. We've got that list constantly growing. So many people signing up to receive that, and we would love to include you. So go to popwe.org today if we can minister to you beyond this podcast. And thanks for joining me today. This has been a lot of fun. I'm excited. I'm going to be having some guests on here before the end of the year, kind of shifting back to our usual format, but just felt like taking some time to take your calls and share these devotional messages. I hope they're encouraging to you. Thanks to all those who called in. If you want to call the podcast hotline, you can leave a message, ask a question, tell me your story, tell me your name, where you're from, and then anything you want to share. Keep it brief so I can share it on the podcast. 601-301-2208. 601-301-2208. You guys are the best. Have a great week. And remember, it's your story for His glory. See you next week.
Seriously, I do.